Al Leary for WOXO.
A story that appeared in a local newspaper is drawing national attention to the do's and don'ts of emailing. WOXO's Scott Garrett has more.
One Central Maine man has just received an award from a national legal consulting firm just for trimming out an area newspaper clipping which described language used within a business email. Aaron Rosenberg with litigationproofing.com.
The superintendent of schools, who was writing to a colleague regarding a meeting, and at the end mentioned that he would like to, quote, punch the lights out of a specific union representative. Later, that email became publicized and caused some embarrassment to the particular superintendent. People who write emails either as public employees or to public agencies or employees should be conscious that they very well may have committed not only a permanent act, but a publicized act.
And for submitting that clipping from the Norway Advertiser Democrat, John DeVoe receives an authentic Native American drum, an ancient form of communication, which, as Rosenberg puts it, the only way to ensure one's modern communication will not become a permanent public record is to tap it out on that Indian drum, not your computer keyboard.
Email is a particularly bad place to write in words of emotion rather than fact. People can't see your face as the writer. They can't tell whether there's any tongue in cheek. And it's often written in the heat of a moment. And sometimes you write email in a way that is deliberately exaggerated because you want to convey your emotion or to get attention in the clutter that most email systems deliver to the recipient. But that's a bad idea from the point of view of possible litigation risks.
To get caught up in what Rosenberg calls the seven deadly email sins, visit litigationproofing.com. For WOXO, I'm Scott Garrett.
In sports, the local high school basketball